Flags outside Parliament are still flying at half-mast following the death of MP Sir David Amess yesterday. He was stabbed repeatedly while holding a surgery for constituents in Lee-on-Sea in Essex. A man's been arrested. Obviously, something like this leaves a community in shock. Things like this just don't happen where we live. I'm Glyn Jones, and I've been talking with the Reverend Andrew Cowley from Lee Road Baptist Church about yesterday afternoon's events.
It was just total shock. David was a very well-known person in this part of the borough of Southend. He was a very visible member of Parliament, a friend to many, both very publicly and also very privately. He was a great man of faith, a strong Christian. He was part of the Roman Catholic community in the area, but also was well known and attended on various occasions many other churches, including our own. I've been around the block a while. I've been in ministry for 34 years. He's been the most visible and friendly MP that I've come across in my ministry.
And the sense of shock in the local community yesterday afternoon?
I think it just hit everyone. Our road WhatsApp group was pinging left, right and centre with the shock and the horror. This is quite a quiet, pleasant part of our country. And things like this often you read about them happening elsewhere. For something like this to happen has been truly shocking. People just really don't know what to do.
Has anybody turned up at the church just to sit to pray?
We have been supporting our Catholic brothers and sisters. They held yesterday a mass and a vigil. We've had a small candle display. We have a very visible frontage to our church, and we've just put a message for folk to join in that vigil. But we felt it right just to put some candles there too, just to help people.
This is a long-serving MP. It's a high-profile local figure in your part of Essex. But in another sense, this is just a family who'll be left in mourning, in some ways like other families, but in a particularly violent death like this, particularly difficult for those ministering to his family who are left behind.
First of all, obviously, our condolences go to his wife, Julian, and his five children. And their immediate family. There are some many of my colleagues, but particularly those in our Catholic community, will be ministering to the family. And we're there supporting them and being available where it's all possible.
Looking ahead to your Sunday services, what are you going to say as you look out at your congregation? So David's death is going to be foremost still in their minds. What can your message be to them?
Well, we will be praying for David's family. I think there will still be shock and dismay, and we will be praying for his family as part of that, and just making sure that people are aware that God is with his family, that God was with David when he was going through the pain of what has happened, and to try and bring some comfort where that is needed. But my guess is the shock will be, and distress and dismay will be the strongest emotion, and people just asking why. I've had numerous texts, messages, WhatsApp messages, people just saying why, and we don't know why. What we do know is that in our pain and suffering, God is there with us.
That's the Reverend Andrew Cowley, a Baptist minister from Lee-on-Sea in Essex, talking about the shocking death of the MP Sir David Amess yesterday afternoon.